Like Craig just mentioned, number one is the treatment plant. The thing that's going on in the process, we've back and forth with this issue, whether I've done my due diligence, and like you, my bios, I came in, I was elected in 2005. As soon as 2006 rolled in, it already became a discussion. There's been years and years of discussion. We've been working in collaboration with Utah State University with the algae studies that are going on. As we speak, there's a research facility set up out at the site, out on SR30, Dr. Sims. We're still excited for what algae can do to this project, that maybe in the process it can be harvested and put in a digester. It could help offset some of the power costs to run this treatment plant. It's the right thing, and that's what we did in Washington for the years we were there, is basically give us some opportunity and time to really go that down that road instead of building a full-blown treatment plant. Unfortunately, the TMDL of that total maximum daily load needs to be changed and needs to happen fairly soon. So that's why the treatment plant's coming into the construction phase. They're also very expensive to run because a lot of the mitigation of phosphorus and ammonia is done through chemicals. So after it's built, then it's also going to be very costly to maintain it and keep it running.